fusion of entertainment and enlightenment.
Give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses yearning to breathe free. Oh, America. Oh, how can you possibly turn your back on the poorest of the poor? How can you turn your back on people who are coming here and, yes, they're on welfare, they're on Medicare, they're on Medicaid, they're getting free college? How can you turn your back on them just because they're poor? Well, because I know who we really are. I know what the message of the Emma Lazarus poem really is. And I'm going to speak very slowly for those in the media in 1 minute.
This is the Glenn Beck Program.
Pretty busy. We all are pretty busy. From time to time, you lift your head off the pillow in the morning. And then you will just yearn for the moment where you lay your head back down on the pillow. I'm pretty much constantly doing something in between. We all are. And a lot of it's just like, I can't wait to get back to bed. I don't. Can anybody else relate to this? When you are in bed, you want to sleep and sleep well. Well, I want to talk to you about the premium pillows from MyPillow.com. Premium pillows now $69.98. That is an unheard of price for two pillows from MyPillow.com. I have to be real frank with you. When I first got the pillow, I had the wrong one. I didn't know that there was more than one MyPillow. I can't remember which the label is, but I have the fluffier one because I have an enormous head. And I needed my head propped up a little farther. So when I got my pillow, I tried it and I was like, well, I don't think it's all that great. Until I met with Mike Lindell. He's the guy who came up with my pillow, and he immediately said, you have the wrong one. And I'm like, yeah, okay. Tried it the next night with the right one. Oh my gosh. It is a great pillow. Try it. Premium pillows, $69.98, two of them, MyPillow.com, or you can call 800-966-3117. Now, if you use my name, Beck, as the promo code, you're going to get that $69.98 for only $34.99 per pillow. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com by calling 800-966-3117. Use the promo code Beck to get the special offer of the two-pack for $34.99 per pillow right now at MyPillow.com. So as I usually do every morning, I try to listen to the left, listen to the opinions of the other side, so I can understand where they're coming from. Many times it has been important to listen to where people are coming from, to be able to understand their point of view and to be able to understand how they arrived at where they are. But increasingly, it is becoming more and more frustrating because there is no logic and there is no authentic fact that is backing up what they have to say. Yesterday, we talked about the facts of guns and gun control. Today, we're going to continue that later on in the program on the facts of red flags. It's been done before, and it hasn't ended up well. So we'll talk to you about the facts, and that is really important. If you don't know the facts, please shut your mouth. If you don't know the facts, ask, read. But even the facts that you think you know, perhaps you should look into. Here's what I heard today from the Washington Post and their podcast. I want you to listen to this opening story, the way they frame it.
Give us your tired, your poor. Those lines etched on the Statue of Liberty by poet Emma Lazarus are part of our common understanding about what America is, what it has stood for since its founding. Yesterday, a top immigration official in the White House, Ken Cuccinelli, said he's, quote, certainly not prepared to take anything down off the Statue of Liberty. But at the same time, a new administration rule will fundamentally change who gets to come to this country.
Okay. Since when have we been the country that says, hey, come here for free stuff? Hey, come here. If you can't afford things in your country, come here because we're going to give it to you for free. Since when? Now, they will argue that that is the Emma Lazarus poem. Give us your tired, your poor, your huddled masses. That is not what that poem means, period. And we've talked about it before, but it is important that you understand it so you can teach it to your friends. They're never going to get it. I have yet to see the anchor or anyone from the left that will honestly say, you know what? I was wrong. I learned something. I see this in a different way. I had a misunderstanding. I have not seen that from the left. I have seen that from the right. We've done it on this program. It's important. If you don't do that, you're not learning anything. So the misunderstanding is that the Statue of Liberty, the emphasis is always on she's the mother of exiles. She's this mom. And she's saying, give us your poor and your tired and your huddled masses because we're a giant hospital. That's not what she's saying. That's not what America is. What? In what world, including the world of Jesus Christ, in what world does a messenger say, hey, if you're really poor and you just can't make it and you want to live off the fruits of somebody else, come here. Come here. In what world does that work? In what world is that financially reasonable? In what world is that spiritually reasonable? That crushes people. The Statue of Liberty is a challenge. She holds imprisoned lightning. What is imprisoned lightning? What does that mean? Her torch is called imprisoned lightning. Imprisoned lightning is leading the way of a brighter tomorrow. It's not a flame. That flame, that torch is imprisoned lightning. Imprisoned lightning talks is a direct reference to the discoveries of the age. Imprisoned lightning is another way of saying a light bulb. It is the invention of the time that is moving things forward. She is the mother of exiles. But let's just look at her for a minute. What is the crown? It's not a crown. It's a misinterpretation. Have you ever seen the Michelangelo sculpture of Moses? That sculpture of Moses, it's sitting in Rome in a church. It's a beautiful sculpture, but it is weird as hell. Because Moses has horns. Look it up. He has two horns coming out of the side of his head. You're like, what the? Why does Moses have horns? Because it's a misinterpretation of a word. It is easily, I can't remember the word, but it is easily translated to horns. But it is not horns. It is rays of light. So it's not a crown. It is the light behind the Statue of Liberty. She is standing as a guard in front of something that is, oh, I don't know, dare I say, a shining city on the hill. The light behind her is reflected in that crown. That is a crown of rays of light. And she is standing at our sunset washed gates. She is standing like the Colossus of Rhodes. But the Colossus of Rhodes, which was one of the wonders of the world, the Colossus of Rhodes was holding a spear and a shield. It was a warrior. And the ships would go in between his legs. And he would stand at Rhodes, this great old port. And people would come in, and that Colossus was saying, "Don't screw with us." And so it was meant as a warning. But as Emma Lazarus says, here at our sunset wash gates stands the Mother of Exiles. Now, the Mother of Exiles also has chains around her feet, but they're broken chains. They are broken chains, not just as a reflection of us breaking the chains of slavery in 1865. It's not just that, but it is breaking the chains of slavery because of pomp and circumstance and your heraldry. It's breaking the chains of you can't do it because you're not a lord, a lady, or a landowner. And what breaks those chains is what she's holding, the law. So if you understand the Emma Lazarus poem, it is not ever to be read like this. Give me your poor and your tired and your huddled masses. Just send them here. We're going to hold them. That's not the way it is meant. If you listen to the whole poem, you'll understand. Not like the brazen giant of Greek fame with conquering limbs astride from land to land. We are not conquerors. Every war, have we conquered? Did we conquer Europe? Or did we conquer tyranny and give that land and that government back to the people? We are not conquerors that take land. So not like the brazen giant of Greek fame, the Colossus of Rhodes, with conquering limbs astride from land to land. Here at our sea-washed sunset gate shall stand a mighty woman with a torch. Now, does that sound like your mom? She's not a mighty mom that is standing there with a pie, or a mom who is standing there with a teddy bear and a blanket. This is a mighty woman with a torch, whose flame is the imprisoned lightning. The ideas of tomorrow that are happening today. And her name is the Mother of Exiles. Oh, that's sweet. From her beacon hand glows worldwide welcome. Her mild eyes command the air-bridged harbor that twin cities frame. Those twin cities, the New York Harbor, that's New York City and Brooklyn. She's standing there in between the twin cities, and she's welcoming people. But how is she welcoming them? With mild eyes that command. Command what? Command that you listen to what she's saying. Keep your ancient lands and your storied pomp. So in other words, I don't care what your history is. I don't care that you have lords and ladies. I don't care that you went to the right college, the right university. Oh, you have the right papers. Oh, you're in the right guild. You're in the union, so you can do it. I don't care. Keep all of that. Keep your ancient lands and your storied pomp, cries she with silent lips. Give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses yearning to breathe free. The wretched refuse of your teeming shore. She's saying here, I challenge you. I challenge you. Send all the people that you say can't do it. Say, send me all of the people that you are holding down because, oh, they're just riffraff. They're not the right people. Oh, they'll never make it. Send those people to me. Send those people to me, the homeless, the tempest tossed, the people you don't want. Send the garbage that you don't want. Why? So I can hold them? No. Because I lift my lamp beside the golden door. The rays of light reflected behind her that you see in the crown, the rays of light. She's standing behind or next to a golden door. She is a guardian of that door. There is something special on the other side of that door. Something behind her that is shining so bright. Send them here because the promise of what you can do. I don't care who you are. If you apply yourself, you'll make it here. That's what America is. That's what the Statue of Liberty stands for. Not this bull crap of we're going to hold everybody who just can't make it and doesn't want to do anything for themselves and they just want to sponge off of us. That is putting a chain around their legs and a chain and a ball around our children's necks. That's not what the Statue of Liberty stands for. She is the breaker of chains. But she's only letting you through the door. You have to do it. Cruise through history. We are we're going to be taking you on a cruise next spring. Italy, Greece, Croatia, Israel. It's going to be remarkable. Remarkable. We are almost sold out. The cruise company is offering a $300 discount to sell it out, but it's only this week. This week only. The countries are going to be amazing, but the historic perspective is really what I'm most excited about. David Barton's going to be there, Rabbi Lappin, now Tim Ballard. In addition to my shows with Bill O'Reilly, we've added several shows that are going to illustrate how America was born out of the lessons learned from this region. So you're going to gain great perspective. You're also going to have fun. You're going to meet like-minded people. It's just going to be an incredible, incredible cruise. And we really want you there. I'll be telling you after the tickets are really all sold. Hopefully I'll be telling you this fall. One of the things that we're really working towards, and you are going to get the jump on it. It is something that I have felt that we have to do, and I am in the midst of trying to put it together for next summer already. And this is one of the things that you'll be taught all the way on the cruise. And it's really important if you want your family to understand who we really truly are, and you want to have a memorable once in a lifetime opportunity, come sail away with us. Go to comesailaway.com. Take this cruise with us next spring. $300 discount right now, this week only. comesailaway.com. That's comesailaway.com. We break for 10 seconds. Station ID. You know, I get so tied up with people who are just living in self-imposed ignorance that spout these things and haven't really ever questioned what they think they know.
You don't take Glenn on the Statue of Liberty poem.
Oh,
don't take Glenn on Emma Lazarus.
Look at this. Here on one of the cable news channels, here's Bernie Sanders. Is anyone telling you what the guy in the back is wearing on his T-shirt and why that T-shirt image is important?
You can read it. It says democratic socialism.
Right.
Yeah.
But I'll bet you that no one is explaining that symbol of that rose and why it's important and where you can spot that and what it actually means. Nobody's doing that. Nobody in the media is even, they don't even care. They don't care.
No.
They think they know the answer, and so they're just going to run with it.
Right. Like, this is a news story from the New York Times about the issue you just talked about when it comes to immigration. President Trump on Monday broadened his assault on the nation's immigration system.
Hold it just a second. This is a news story?
This is a news story. What do you mean broadened his assault? Like, you might think what he's doing hurts the system. That might be your opinion. But what he's trying to do is help the system. He believes, now you might think he's wrong on this, and that's fine. But he believes what he's doing is helping the system. He believes the system is broken because people who are immigrants are coming here and they are taking from the system and these big programs. And we need to change that. You might think that's crazy. You might think that's wrong. But that wording has no place in a news story. What do you mean broadened his assault? What are you talking about? That's just an opinion.
So it's amazing, you know, because the golden door actually has double meaning. It's the opening to the land of opportunity, but it is also the two terminals, including Ellis Island, that was in New York that you had to come through. And when you came through those, you had to be able to provide for yourself. Otherwise, we're shipping you back. You must be able to stand on your own two feet. What, did they not understand the promise of America as the Statue of Liberty was there and they built it?
Glenn Beck.
Okay, I want to talk to you about Norton Security and a VPN. When you have curtains in your house, when you have blinds in your house, you have them for a reason, right? You have them because you don't want people looking into everything that you're doing. Not that you have anything to hide. You just don't want people looking into everything that you're doing in your house. It's privacy. Well, it's the same on the internet. I don't want to be watched. I don't want to be tracked. I don't want everything that I'm doing logged by some company or the government or anybody else. While you're connected to Wi-Fi, that's what's happening to you. That's why you need a Norton Secure VPN. It's a virtual private network. It uses bank-grade encryption to hide your online activity. Not that you have anything to hide. I just don't want people looking at everything and tracking me. Go to Norton.com/VPN. Protection starts at $333 a month for the first year with annual enrollment. It's Norton.com/VPN. Terms apply.
One presidential candidate is following the playbook of Woodrow Wilson.
Ooh,
we get into that tonight. BlazeTV.com/Glenn. Promo code is Glenn.
Man, I'm really excited to welcome a brand new sponsor to the show, Tecovas. I know how ridiculous a great pair of boots can cost. Tecovas makes great boots and accessories. They sell their boots directly to the customer, so their boots are half the price of anything that's even similar in quality. They're all handmade with a 200-step process with only the best materials. Their entire line honors the timeless traditional boot styles. No silly stitching or sequins or loud colors or anything else. These are just great boots like my grandfather would have worn. With Tecovas, there's no need to break them in. They arrive already ready to be worn immediately, comfortably. They're easy to order with tremendous customer service. Tecovas always has free shipping and free returns. Check out their boots and their clothing and accessories right now. Tecovas.com/Beck. That's Tecovas.com/Beck. Hey, we want to welcome the new iHeart affiliate in Reading, Pennsylvania. The format flipped to conservative talk today. They start with the Rush Limbaugh Show, and we're part of their lineup, and we're thrilled to be a part of News Radio 1340 WRAW in Reading, Pennsylvania. Thank you for adding us and joining us on this journey, and we look forward to entertaining and enlightening you every day. All right. There's a couple of things that we want to talk to you about. Tonight at 5 o'clock, we're going to delve into my favorite subject, Woodrow Wilson, except this time Woodrow Wilson is wearing an Indian headdress. The new Woodrow Wilson is Elizabeth Warren. And I'm going to make this case tonight, and I think it's pretty buttoned up.
It really does. I mean, you know, him being an academic, he was an administrator. He had planned for everything. Yeah, that was really his approach. There's a lot of similarities there.
So tonight's a great show. If you don't belong to the Blaze TV, come on and join us. Go to blazetv.com/Beck. Use the promo code Glenn. And you'll save 10% right now on your year subscription. It's blazetv.com/Glenn. And join us. You know, this is weird because I painted this this summer and I never finished it because I didn't think she was even going to play a role.
Yeah, your painting of what is it?
Pocahontas. It's Pocahontas.
F-A-U-X.
Yeah, I'm putting here. What is it? 1,028th.
1,024th.
24th Indian 100% red. I'm putting right here. But I haven't even finished this.
I like that. That's good.
Yeah, thank you.
That's amazing, though, because, I mean, she was really... you're
gone.
Right.
She was done.
Yeah, after the rollout of I'm 1,024th Native American, it did seem like it was over. And it also...
Nice comeback by her.
You got to be impressed by her, and you have to be... If you're a Democrat looking at this, what are you thinking? I mean, she is built to lose to Donald Trump. She is the perfect candidate to lose to Donald Trump.
Yet she shot to 19% in Iowa. She's number two in Iowa right now.
And if she wins Iowa, she's in great position. New Hampshire next, right? The next state next door. You know, she wins both of those things. You know, can Biden afford two consecutive losses? Yeah, he might win South Carolina, maybe, but after two consecutive losses to one candidate, he might not. I mean, she sweeps Iowa and New Hampshire. I mean, her odds of winning that candidate's nomination are really high.
I think that's great.
Donald Trump's got to be celebrating
that. Oh, yeah. No, I think that's great. But don't miss tonight's show, because if you really want to understand who she is, all you have to do is look back to history. And she is modeling herself after Woodrow Wilson. So join us tonight on Blaze TV at 5 o'clock.
Yeah. By the way, she is now tied with Biden. If you're looking at the prediction markets, what do people actually think is going to happen? Joe Biden and Elizabeth Warren are both at 27%.
Oh, my gosh.
And then it's down to Kamala Harris at 14, Bernie Sanders 14.
Never thought that.
Yeah. I mean,
jeez.
She's had a heck of a run. She's done a good job. I mean, she's been smart in the way she's rolled this out, because she realizes, I think, something that most of the people in the media don't, which is it's not about what her plans are. It's just the idea. It's the brand of having a plan. Mm-hmm. These people, you go interview them in the crowd. They have no idea what her plans are. Mm-hmm. They have no idea what it actually is she wants to do. Mm-hmm. They just like the idea that she has a plan for everything,
which is kind of like Philip Drew administrator.
If
you don't understand that, you will tonight at 5 o'clock.
Speaking of a book, I have a book potential guest pitch. I know we usually do some meetings and stuff, but I thought Pat was here. He might be interested in this one as well. First of all, it's pie related. It's about a pie.
Oh, I love pie.
No, I think this would be a good
don't
guest.
Don't you dare.
No, it's good. I don't know if you know what it is, but Pat, it's a book about pie. It's called Pie Letters.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it looks pretty interesting. First of all, a lot of interesting conversations about pies, which I know you're a fan of.
Mm-hmm.
The book is.
And then it's about the, you know, the baker who writes letters about, you know, the history of their family, and the things that went on in their family, in depth things about their family and how it might relate to other people's lives. And of course, obviously, you like advice. You want to live your better life, live your best life.
Sure.
I don't know if you recognize the author at all. This is
Coletta.
Coletta, and she is now, doesn't she look a little familiar? If you look at her, does she have any resemblance
such a jerk
to anyone you know? Would you say
we do look an awful lot alike now?
Yeah.
Don't we?
Yeah, you do.
Yeah,
this is Glenn's sister has come out with a book.
Yeah,
that's really cool.
And it's a really cool idea for a book. It is legitimately about pies and like the things.
And it's
about life lessons.
Yeah, here's the thing. My sister has wanted to write this book forever, and she's been working on it for a while, and it's really kind of, you know, we all go through our own journey. And after her husband committed suicide, and, you know, we had a sketchy childhood, et cetera, she kind of just goes away and goes on this journey to find the meaning of life, and she thinks she's going to go in one direction. Instead, she returns back home in Wyoming, and she opens up this little business that she's only making, I don't even know, 20 pies, 12 pies a month, something like that. And it's personal. You have, you know, she selects people that she's going to make pies for, and they buy a pie a month. And so she has a pie of the month club. And with each of those pies, there is a letter of why that pie was important and what it means to her and her journey and its life lessons. It's really well written. I was disappointed because I was like, well, I'm not unique. She's got a really good book too.
Yeah, I mean, it's much better than the trash you churn out, but it's actually there could be some interesting nuggets. I feel like we could maybe mine as
you know,
far as
I could interview my sister, but I don't think you guys interviewing my sister would be good for the book.
Like a really good idea.
Yeah, we can add to it. I think
you
know,
could.
And I believe there's a show called Pat Gray Unleashed.
I believe
really
there is immediately before this one,
right? And don't you make the decisions on what guests come on the show?
Indeed, I do.
Oh no,
yes, I do.
You control all the content, right?
I do.
Huh.
Too bad you guys don't know how to get a hold of her.
I think we can figure it out.
I think we can figure it out.
We can put the whole staff on that one.
Yeah. So anyway, if you're interested in not the interview, definitely not the interview. But if you're interested in the book, it's really a good book.
Is it available on Amazon?
Amazon. It's the Pie Letters. Just called The Pie Letters, or is it Pie Letters? Does it have the?
It is the pie letters. And I like pie. I like all 26 letters.
Right.
Big fan of all of them. Mm-hmm. So it's thoughts and reflections on pie and life.
Yeah.
Shocked that someone related to you would write about baked goods. So it's a real. It's a surprising notion.
It is. Anyway, it's available at Amazon.com. Did you guys see the story that came out of Russia with the? No, there was nothing that went on. Okay, there was a little accident.
First, it was like, somebody set off an M80 firecracker. He lost a finger.
Now it's up to like seven of their best scientists.
Yeah, all dead.
Right.
Well, yeah, it was a gas explosion. A gas line blew, and there were three people hurt.
Right.
Now it's a small, just a little teeny tiny nuclear reactor, which is why.
Nuclear reactor? Actor.
Radiation is shot up all over the region.
When they blew up a reactor, or
have you seen
possibly
the footage of this? It's crazy.
I haven't. I didn't even know there were.
They could play this for you. It's only a few seconds long, but you get to see the.
Oh my gosh! Look at that shockwave.
Look at the shockwave, and then the mushroom cloud. Now we're miles away, so there's the sound. Right there.
Oh my god!
Is that incredible?
Can we start that from the beginning, please? Play that again.
Yeah, it's worth seeing again.
It is it does look like a small
mushroom cloud. But look at that
Holy
concussion.
Cow. Look at that.
I mean, that is.
Here's the first one.
Yeah. Wow.
That shook the ground for miles around. Really
so
amazing.
What do they think what do we think it is? I know that the other countries detected radiation.
Yeah, they did.
You're right. So we know it was some sort of nuclear reaction.
Which they're finally admitting now, because they have to, really. It's 2019.
Right.
You know? We know what happened there.
Uh-huh.
So they were saying it was a missile of some sort. You know, a hypersonic missile that can reach the U.S. in 5 minutes.
They weren't saying that, right? Like that's the speculation.
That's what we were saying,
I think
right?
We were saying that.
Yeah. So did you see what was happening at Area 51 this last weekend?
No. Hopefully they're not implementing the Chernobyl-level PR response Russia seems to do every time.
No. We don't know exactly what was happening at Area 51. We do know that the government issued it's always restricted airspace, so you can't fly. But when they do special testing, they double the space,
the radius,
the restriction. Mm-hmm. Okay. And they get very specific. And if you're testing a new plane, usually it's a long, you know, space, and a wide space, so they can maneuver within that airspace. This time they did a relatively small space, but all the way to space. So it was all altitudes in one small box. And we think that maybe we're testing
something hypersonic.
A hypersonic missile as well.
I hope so.
It seems like anything that would be secret, you would at this point not want to test at Area 51. Like, it seems like the worst possible place to test something secret. Everyone's looking at it all the time. There's like Facebook groups saying they're going to be storming the facility at any moment.
Which, by the way, is not a good idea.
And also not going to happen, right? I mean,
I hope.
Who knows, right?
I hope. You know, I think there could be 100 people there, and that could just be dangerous in and of itself.
Yeah.
But, I mean, the government is not going to let you in.
No, they're not.
We're not going to let you in, nor should they.
They're hell-bent to find those aliens, though. You know, the ones from the autopsy. They're still there, I'm sure, somewhere.
I would do the swearing in. If I were president of the United States, I'd do the swearing in, and I'd say, look, I'm going to skip the speech. I'm going to give it tomorrow.
I'm going straight to Area 51.
Right now, I'm going to Area 51, and I'm going to go in. Mm-hmm. If there's any aliens, I'm going to be doing my speech live from Area 51 with an alien tomorrow. Watch.
It is the thing I think everybody wants to know. Every presidential candidate lately has been asked, including Bernie with Joe Rogan the other day, if you become president and you find what's going on at Area 51, that there's aliens, will you tell us? And he said he'd.
They all say yes.
Rogan would be the first to know. You know they're not going to say anything.
No.
Of course not.
They all say they will, though.
Including Bill Clinton said.
Yeah. Clinton, I think Kerry said that. Trump said it for sure.
Yeah.
Trump would be the kind of guy that would.
Yeah, if it was there.
Trump would, if it was there, he'd be like, they may not even let him into Area 51. They're like, this guy.
He's going to tweet about it the second he walks out of here.
He'll have a picture with him and the alien. They'll be like, Ron's gotten fat. Thanks a lot, Pat. Appreciate it. Pat Gray, you can listen to Pat Gray Unleashed, the podcast. It's available at blaze.tv.com, and you can listen to it live on Blaze Radio as it is being recorded at I think 7 o'clock Central Time. Is that right? 6 or 7 o'clock Central Time. All right, our sponsor this half hour. If you are in constant pain, I want to talk to you about Relief Factor. If you are, suffering from any kind of pain, Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a natural thing that is completely drug-free, that is reducing inflammation. And that's really the main source of so many of our problems in our body. Pain, all the way to things like cancer. When you have inflammation, it's really bad on your body. So what this does is it reduces the inflammation and it works directly on your pain. 70% of the people who try it go on to order more month after month after month because it does work. It works for me. Now, you may be part of the 30% that it doesn't work, but what if you're part of the 70% where it does? I didn't think I would be the one because, I mean, you have to use horse tranquilizers to put me out or to get me out of pain. And I didn't think this would work. It does for me. Try it. Please just try it for 3 weeks. It's $19.95. You can try 3 week, their quick start. You take it three times a day. In 3 weeks, if you haven't noticed, change in your pain, it's not going to work for you. But 70% of the people notice dramatic changes in their life. I have. You'll get your life back with Relief Factor at ReliefFactor.com. Call 800-500-8384. 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com. Welcome to the program. New polling numbers out.
Yeah, there's a couple of people on our board that are not included in the poll. Mike Gravel, Joe Sestak, and Wayne Messam.
Right.
There are only, two or three candidates, that are at 0% in the poll.
John Hickenlooper,
no, 1% for Hickenlooper. It's a good guess, though.
John Delaney
is at 1%.
Bill de Blasio
is at 0%.
Right.
Yes. Good job, Bill. Yeah.
Jay Inslee
is at 0%. Two in a row.
I want to say Beto O'Rourke.
No, he rocketed up to 3%.
Did he really?
Yes. Yeah, so he's okay. still
Who's the third one?
The third one is the one, the only, Seth Moulton.
Oh, I love Seth
Moulton. Now, everyone loves Seth Moulton. Mm-hmm. And if you remember that sitcom, everybody loves Seth Moulton. Very popular in the 90s.
Was the name of it.
He got 0% as well. The 1% crew is Williamson, Steyer, Ryan, Klobuchar, Hickenlooper, Gillibrand, Gabbard, Delaney, Castro, Bullock, and Bennett.
How do you feel if you are Castro or Klobuchar or any of those?
Yeah, you're supposed to be serious.
And you're tied with Marianne Williamson.
Right. I mean, and Andrew Yang is beating everybody on that list. He's at 2%. Beto and Booker at 3%. Buttigieg at 5%.
They should all go home.
Harris at 9%. Warren 14%. Sanders 20%. And in first place, Jolton Joe Biden, 33%.
The fusion of entertainment and enlightenment. This is the Glenn Beck Program.
How do you repeal the Second Amendment without ever having to take a vote? I'll tell you in 1 minute.
This is the Glenn Beck Program.
Okay. Remember the days when America was in trouble and we would all come together. We would stand together. We knew that things that were happening in China were evil. We just knew it. And we could recognize it, and we would never work to further the goals of the Chinese. Well, big tech is working to further the goal of the Chinese, and that goal is the enslavement of all people through technology. Well, you also have big tech. You have big phone companies now that are also working against you. They're working against you every single time you make a phone call because they take a portion of what you pay and they give it to people like Planned Parenthood. Did you see that? What was it? Teen Magazine? One of the magazines for teens has just come out with a series on how to have if you're a teen.
How to have an abortion if you're a teen.
Yeah, it's teen,
crazy. It's, as it always is. It's Teen Vogue. Right, it's Teen Vogue every time. Like, this is just their brand now. Like, try to anger conservatives and parents.
Well, anyway, there is a way to put your money to work, even the money that you don't think that is working against you is. When you pay your cell phone bill to AT&T or whatever, a lot of that money is going to fund the left. Stop. Now, you need a great service to replace it. Well, I have one. It's Patriot Mobile. They have a special offer right now. Upgrade your phone to the brand new Moto Z3 Play for only $5 a month. That includes a 6-inch screen, expandable storage, high-quality camera, and more. No matter what phone you have, no matter what service you have, they make it really easy to switch. It's the same great service, except their money isn't going to the left. They're actually helping fund things on the right, like freedom of speech. Patriot Mobile, started by veterans, and it's great service and easy to switch. Do it now, patriotmobile.com/Beck. patriotmobile.com/Beck. All right. Hong Kong is... I mean, I don't know how these guys are expecting to win, but... God bless them. God bless these freedom fighters, true freedom fighters in Hong Kong that are standing up against China. And they are saying, no, we are not part of this. You're not just disappearing people at night. Now, this is getting news, but are we really even supporting them? I want to play a clip. These are protesters that built the Statue of Liberty in Hong Kong as part of the protest. They built the Statue of Liberty. And here's what they did last night.
Oh, the ramparts we watched were so gallantly
standing with American flags.
And the rock cast red glare, the bombs bursting in there.
Gave Now, if you see this picture, you will be confused because they are dressed in a way like Antifa. They're wearing masks and they look like they're ready to do battle and they're holding American flags. What? Those are people who are fighting for freedom against real totalitarianism, against real fascism, against communism. And they are doing it to appeal to you. They are holding that flag, something that many people in the NFL wouldn't do. They are holding the flag and respectfully singing the words in English of our national anthem. They are trying to say, America, wake up. Now, why do they need us? Well, because they don't have a right to bear arms. They don't have a way to fight the army. Oh, you're going to fight the Chinese? Well, yeah. Yeah, I'm going to give it a good old college try. You know, it seems to be working for those in the Middle East who are fighting the world's most powerful army. And when it's your own homeland and it's your freedom, yeah, I think you can. I think you can best a powerful military.
There's videos all over social media of Chinese military vehicles seemingly in large numbers entering this area. And
these people are going to be slaughtered and disappeared.
Oh, man. I mean, this is not just some random look. I mean, I don't want to downplay it. If it is some random city somewhere, life is life. But this is a massive financial center for the globe.
It's Hong Kong.
This is it, man. I mean, and they have had this weird relationship with China in which they're in China. They're part of China. But China kind of just lets them do their own thing largely. But they
don't have to anymore. Who's going to stand up against China? Who's going to stand up against China? Who is willing to say the truth? China is an evil empire. China is enslaving people. China red flags people. Right now, China has a system to where you're red flagged by someone, you go away for psychiatric care. You go away to a concentration camp where you're just re-educated. It's no big deal. It's not a concentration camp. No, that's the wrong word. Millions of people. And what are we doing? What is the place that has the Statue of Liberty that those people are building a replica of? Holding up our flag, singing our national anthem, appealing to us. What are we doing? We're talking about imposing our own red flags. We're talking now about putting in a red flag system that would mark you as trouble. And if you're trouble, well, gosh, that's kind of a problem for you. You're going to have to prove that you're not trouble. This is taking our country upside down. And you know who's going to benefit the most from it? Who's going to be behind it? Doctors. Doctors. Psychiatrists. You've already heard the rhetoric that people on the right are insane. They're not in their right mind. You've already heard that being a conservative is some sort of a psychological disorder. From the same people who are telling us that there is no gender, that a man can have a period, they're going to tell us we're insane? They're going to be the judge of us? Really? And you're okay with this? I don't care if you're a Republican or a Democrat or an independent. I don't care if you hate Donald Trump or love Donald Trump. This should terrify every single American. Now, we really don't know because the records are still secret. But in 1978, at least 4.5 million Soviet citizens were listed as having mental health problem. 4.5 million citizens. Now, what happened to those 4.5 million citizens? Well, right before the wall came down, perhaps because they realized, oh, crap, maybe we'll go through Nuremberg trials, which they never did. We're going to release 800,000 of them. Millions of people were falsely diagnosed with a mental illness because they didn't agree with Marxism. Cuba did the same thing. Evidence now that China is still doing it, and on the scale of the former Soviet Union. And the World Psychiatric Association? Yeah, they're pretty much ignoring it. They said that people associated with Falun Gong are nuts, and putting them in asylums run by the state security apparatus is normal. It happened here in America in the 1920s. If you were deemed a dissident, like one who protested the trial of Sacco and Visenti, who I think were terrorists. I know the left loves to hold these guys up as freedom fighters, but they were anything but. They were terrorists. But if you stood up and had a different point of view in the 1920s, you were put into an asylum. In the 1960s, members of the American Psychological Association smeared presidential candidate Barry Goldwater. They said he was crazy. But that had nothing to do with politics, right? Did you know that Dinesh D'Souza, you know that he went to jail for a crime that Rosie O'Donnell committed and said she knew she was committing. She didn't go to jail. He went to jail. But did you know that the federal judge that sentenced D'Souza to prison not only sentenced him to prison, but to years of mental health counseling, despite the fact that a licensed psychologist said he's fine mentally. But there must be something wrong with him. Are we truly thinking about giving the power to claim somebody is dangerous and having the burden of proof fall on them after we have acted? So they are guilty until proven not crazy? By the way, when you look at professions with a high suicide rate, dentists, I think, are number one. Real high up on the list. Psychiatrists. Do they have mental issues? Are they stable enough? By the way, the red flag laws that we're talking about have been used in the past and are being considered today to make sure that we take away some rights from people who believe in conspiracy theories. How many Americans got online and joined in to the Area 51 conspiracy theory because it was funny? If you went online, you are now registered as somebody who could be a danger to fellow Americans and the country. We're talking now, we already are taking people out of jobs that made some crazy comment online at 16. What if you or your kids went online and thought it was funny and started to say, yeah, you know what, Area 51, we should storm it? Do you really think that you're not on a list? Do you really think if you have the wrong political view and we're in a system of red flags, you're ever going to be able to purchase a gun? More in a second. Well, I tell you, fixing your car for something that's not covered just sucks. If you have a car with 5,000, 150,000 miles and you're out of warranty, that is the worst. Because what a surprise. Everything seems to break right after the warranty. When the warranty goes out, it's all of a sudden, oh, wow, that chip. Huh. How much is that chip?
100% of the time. Right, those Apple ear pods, those like wireless headphones.
Yeah.
Lost them, obviously. So you wait 2 weeks, assuming they're going to turn up somewhere.
Yeah.
The day I order the new ones, I find the old ones. It happens every freaking time. Every freaking time. Unfortunately, they will not cover that, which I've asked them about, but they will not.
They won't cover you.
No, they won't jump
so,
in.
You know what? Car Shield's not going to cover
they
you.
They should.
Like, I lost my car for 2 weeks. I don't know what I did with
As soon as I bought a new one, the old one shows up.
Can you cover me for the new one? No. Okay, but if you have a problem with your car and you don't have warranty, you're screwed. Not if you have Car Shield. I have two trucks that are out of warranty, and I need to have warranty because I work them to death. We use them on the farm, so we work them to death. Well, when they go down now and they're out of warranty, one chip was like $6,000. That's craziness. How can you afford that? The truck's not worth that. Mm-hmm. If you have Car Shield, you don't have to worry about it. They provide 24/7 roadside assistance and a rental car while yours is being fixed for free. Car Shield. Go there now and get covered. 800-CAR-6000. 800-CAR-6000. Mention the promo code Beck or visit carshield.com. Use the promo code Beck and save 10%. It's carshield.com. Promo code Beck. We break for 10 seconds. Station ID. So you don't believe in socialism. Well, that could be a mental disorder. You've visited sites that are deemed inappropriate or dangerous. Well, you could be dangerous, and that's a red flag. What happens if you believe in a conspiracy theory, or you have spread that conspiracy theory? You're on record. Well, let's just look at this week. Let's look at Epstein. Let's start with Joe Scarborough. Should he have a gun? Now, the odds are that, yeah, he'll be able to get a gun because he's on the left. And the left will be the ones that decide. But Joe Scarborough said the Epstein suicide is a Russian hit. He not only suggested there was foul play, he also insinuated something about Donald Trump's connections to Epstein and Russia, saying that his death looked predictably Russian. Now, that's a conspiracy theory. If you heard that and you liked it or posted it to your Facebook page, you could be red flagged. If you said, even in jest, I mean, we were joking yesterday. You know, I'm perfectly willing to consider that Bill and Hillary Clinton didn't kill Epstein. Okay. That's a conspiracy theory. You could be red flagged for that because that's dangerous. That is sowing distrust. Now think of somebody who has a differing point of view and the power of red flags. It can be a total stranger. I'm reading this great book, started last night. I'm about a third of the way through. You have to pick it up. It's a story I've never heard of. It's called The Volunteer. came out a couple of weeks ago, and it's a story that has been buried and has popped through a couple of times in history, but this is the first time that anybody's really done research. And it's a guy in Poland who has who volunteered to go into Auschwitz and see if he could start an uprising. He volunteered to go to Auschwitz. I mean, it's a crazy story. Crazy, crazy story. In the beginning of the book, it talks about he was part of the underground, and what he would do is he would have people tip off. He would figure out who was tipping off the Nazis, who was ratting out the underground. And they were all gathered at this club, and so they were working at this club. And so what he would do is he would work in an office across the street from this club, and he would take pictures of everybody going in, and he would piece it together. And then he would take the guys who were betraying the Poles, and he would have somebody tip off the Gestapo that that guy is working with the underground. So all these people were red flagged. They were actually on the side of the Nazis. But because you didn't need proof, they were all dragged outside and killed. Red flags have been done before. They're always done in places like China, like the former Soviet Union, like Cuba, and in our worst times here in America. Let's learn from history and not repeat our mistakes. You need to send the message to the GOP and Donald Trump. No red flags. None of this stuff is acceptable. The Second Amendment must stand. You want to know why? Look to the people in Hong Kong today.
You're listening to Glenn Beck.
Somewhere in America, within the sound of my voice, is a man driving a long-haul truck across the interstates. He knows he's among the last of a dying breed. The world moves on with or without us, and very soon the trucks that crisscross the fabric of our nation all be driven by AI. But he feels the comfort of that coming retirement, just over the next hill or two or three. It's the comfort of a man who's earned the pride in his stride, man whose boots are just as comfortable resting on the porch railing as they were all those years driving his own personal kingdom. When you get a pair of Tecovas boots, you can feel the same comfort that he feels. Tecovas boots, they're all handmade in traditional Western styles by the best bootmakers. And because Tecovas sells directly to you, you get a quality product for about half the price of a similar quality boot. They're the best made at the best price. The process is easy and accurate. Free shipping, free returns. Get your pair today. Tecovas.com/Beck. That's Tecovas.com/Beck.
Elizabeth Warren is now the favorite to be the Democratic nominee, according to betting markets. We look into her and how close she is to Woodrow Wilson. Tonight at 5 on Blaze TV.
Twins! So what is due process? Due process is what sets America apart. Due process is that you are innocent until proven guilty. Now, I know this is a novel idea for many people now in America, but that's what made us a stable economy. That's what made us secure for so long. Somebody can't just come up and accuse you and then you don't have your day in court. They have to prove you guilty. You don't have to prove your innocence. They have to prove that you're guilty. Well, we don't have that anymore, at least in our social circles. We don't have it. If somebody makes a claim against you, Kavanaugh, he had to prove that he didn't do that. That's the position he was in. He was assumed guilty by many people.
Most people, so at least certainly on the news and the media, most
Correct.
People just assumed
most people,
he was guilty.
He was guilty. So your due process is gone. Nobody wants this for their kids. And I don't care if you're a Democrat or a Republican or independent, if you're a socialist or a capitalist. When in your heart of hearts, you do not want that system for you, your family, or your kids. usually the only time that you will say that you want this is if you think your side is going to win. Warning, that usually works out poorly, especially when it comes to socialism, because socialists turn on each other. We're already seeing it now. We have to get to the Sarah Silverman audio.
Yeah, yeah.
Where
fascinating.
They're turning, and she's warning right now. It's going to happen to you. It's going to happen to you. And so right now we're talking about putting red flags out. So if somebody calls and says, hey, there's a problem with this person, due process comes after. Now, here's Donald Trump talking about it. Listen.
To literally give families and give local law enforcement additional tools if an individual is reported to be a potential danger to themselves or others. Allow due process so that no one's rights are trampled, but the ability to go to court, obtain an order, and then collect not only the firearms, but any weapons in the possession
or
of that individual.
Or might take the firearms first and then go to court, because that's another system, because a lot of times by the time you go to court, it takes so long to go to court to get the due process procedures. I like taking the guns early, like in this crazy man's case that just took place in Florida. He had a lot of firearms. They saw everything. To go to court would have taken a long time. So you could do exactly what you're saying, but take the guns first, go through due process second.
Oh, my. Absolutely unconstitutional. And it is extraordinarily dangerous, especially when, what are the red flags? Mental health? We're now talking about mental health. Well, what is mental health? Because we're changing that all the time. We're now, mental health experts are telling you that men can be women. Forget science. Forget facts. Men can be women. They can have periods. No, they can't. Now, which one of us is sick? The mental health officials are saying, I would be the sick one for having that opinion, being forceful on that opinion. I think they're the sick ones. Now it comes down to, well, who has power? This is why our system is set up to empower the individual. So you have your own belief, your own set of whatever it is, and nobody can do anything to you because you have a right to your opinion. You have a right to your own belief. You have a right to speak out. You have those rights and they cannot be taken away from you. But we're now talking about due process later. Now, let me ask you, conservatives, how you think this is going to work out. Because, well, first of all, have any of these progressive ideas ever worked out for conservatives? Let me give you a couple of examples. If you believed that Clinton and the FBI were somehow or another doing something funny with Russia and the dossier, that was a conspiracy theory. I happen to believe that something is very wrong with the FBI and the dossier. I think facts are starting to prove that out. Do you think that you will win on that? Do you think that if they had red flags and you had the ability just to call in that somebody was saying things, do you think the people on talk radio would be saying things like that? Hey, wait a minute. I think there's a problem with the FBI. Well, you're going to get your guns taken away from you. You could have your mental health questioned. You could lose your position in society. You will be forever marked just for stating that opinion. Well, I had that opinion. I had the opinion that the healthcare was this Obamacare was a total scam. That he was lying about the $250 or the $2,500 that we were going to get. The math didn't work. That you were going to have some sort of a death panel, because that's what they have. They are health advocates, not death panel. They're health advocates in England. You have to have that. That they were going Some say this is a Trojan horse. No, it's just right there. They're going for a single-payer health system. I was called a conspiracy theorist for that. Same with ISIS. I was called a conspiracy theorist, a dangerous conspiracy theorist of the highest order. Should I have lost my gun rights? Should you have lost your gun rights if you agreed with any of those? How about Benghazi? Turned out to be true. It was a conspiracy theory, you know. For many people, it still is a conspiracy theory. Same with the IRS and the Tea Party. We know that happened. Still deemed a conspiracy theory. Yet, Stacey Abrams, she claims she won in Georgia. She lost by how many points?
I think it was 40,000 votes, something like that. I mean, it was not close.
It wasn't close. You don't steal 40,000 yet. She's claiming that that election was stolen. I say that's a conspiracy theory. But those in power aren't saying that. Those who are the ones trying to grab the guns, they're not saying that. Remember, they don't have to have power. Trump could still be in. They don't have to have power. You just have to have accusations count more than due process. Then you have to prove that you're sane.
55,000 votes.
55,000.
55,000 votes.
Okay. Do you think that she would lose any rights?
Well, not if the right person is coming up with the red flag standards.
Correct.
But I mean, that's blatantly a conspiracy theory.
Scarborough. Scarborough has come out and said this is blatant Russia, the Epstein killing. This is so typical Russia. And he ties together Donald Trump and Russia. Do you believe that is a conspiracy theory? I do. I do. Do you think he'd have any of his rights taken away? No.
How about Joy Reid was on MSNBC, kind of echoing those same sentiments. You know who Joy Reid is? She's a...
Barely.
Right, like you've seen her. She's on MSNBC.
She said all these crazy things, and for some reason, she must have pictures of somebody high up at Universal NBC because she never gets fired.
Here is, because you remember her. She was the one with the blog, and she wrote the blog. She had all these like anti-gay things on there and all this stuff, and then she was like, I was hacked? Question mark.
Right.
And they're like, oh, okay, yeah, she was hacked. Keep her show. She gets to keep the show.
Yeah.
Here is Joy Reid from this past weekend.
This is somebody who not only is high profile, who not only knew a lot of high profile people, whose papers just came out of court, just let out some of the documents related to his cases that name high profile people, who was friends with the current president of the United States, who flew a previous president of the United States around on his plane, who was alleged to have trafficked girls to a member of the royal family of Britain. Okay, this is not a, this is you know, on the same level like a Bill Cosby. This is a famous person who's now in prison. And he knows a lot about a lot of people. And as you said earlier, his only out at this point would be to talk about those people. So he's in this very vulnerable situation. And then you throw in the fact, which I did not know until, thank God, Stephanie Gosk is sitting here and told me this, that this is now a facility under the control of the Department of Justice.
Uh-oh.
And this like Department prisons. Of Justice does not exactly inspire confidence. Let's just be blunt. William Barr's Justice Department is not one that you can readily simply rely upon and feel confident in. And so what do we make of all this now that in this federal facility, this person was allowed to be alone long enough to either harm himself or be killed by some? We don't know what happened, right? We just don't know.
Stop. Notice that this, it's okay to say this Justice Department is untrustworthy. That's totally fine to say. But when I said Eric Holder's Justice Department is sketchy at best, that's a conspiracy theory. That's a dangerous point of view. The reason why I'm bringing this up is if there were red flags, how many of us would still have guns today? How chilling is your speech? Are you willing to say the things that you believe and argue the things if anyone in the room who doesn't like you, has an axe to grind, can be responsible for taking away your rights simply by saying, I think they're dangerous? That's it. That's when we go in and take the guns and we do the due process later. This is the same, not only with the red flags, but they are now talking about psychological evidence when it comes to background checks. What does that mean exactly? Does that mean anybody who's ever taken Prozac, anybody who's ever been on any kind of psychiatric medication, ever been to a psychiatrist for depression, for anything, do they continue to keep their guns? I told you yesterday, this is the way that you take away guns without ever having to vote against the Second Amendment. No, the Second Amendment stands. I just want this. There's something else that they are going to do. And it was just, I told you about it yesterday, and it was just proposed yesterday by a mayor in California. He says that anybody who owns a gun, you need extra liability insurance. Now, what do you think that's going to do? What do you think the insurance companies, who are regulated by the federal government, who many of them have their home bases in places like New York, where New York is already pressuring the banking system not to do any business with gun sellers, gun manufacturers, where the banking system is already taking your point of view and depersoning you. So in other words, you can't use your MasterCard because MasterCard and the banks have decided you're a dangerous individual. And that's only because you were a guy who stood up against radicalized Islam. You were so credible that you have counseled two or three different presidents. But now the climate has changed. Now you're a danger. Now you're be depersoned. Well, how much danger are you in? Chris Cuomo, I want to get to him next hour because he said something really interesting yesterday. You know, I couldn't get a gun in New York. Couldn't carry a gun in New York. But I wonder if Chris Cuomo is going to be able to carry a gun. Bloomberg says he's against guns. Bloomberg had a concealed carry permit. It just depends on if you're on the right side. And I want to talk specifically about Chris Cuomo in just a few minutes. By the way, tonight on Blaze TV, you don't want to miss this. If you're not a subscriber, please subscribe tonight and watch our expose on Elizabeth Warren. Elizabeth Warren is Woodrow Wilson. You don't want to miss this episode tonight. Sign up for the Blaze and become part of the team at blazetv.com/Glenn. blazetv.com/Glenn. Use the promo code Glenn and you'll save 10% on your year subscription. Simply Safe. The average time it takes police to respond to a home security alarm is about 45 minutes. Not because the police are slow, but because most security alarms go off and it's a mistake. And so it goes down to the bottom of the list. However, when you are a big business, you know, companies like Apple and everything else, they have people that are monitoring not just the security alarm. They have photographic evidence. They have cameras so they can say, oh, this is real. Their response time is 7 minutes. Why don't you have that? Well, the only company that provides that kind of service is Simply Safe. Video verification. The only one that will protect your home just like the big guys get. It's simplysafebeck.com. Take your response time from the police from 45 minutes to 7. Right now at SimplySafeBeck.com, you'll get a free HD security camera when you order. It's a $100 value. They'll have eyes on your home 24/7 and video evidence if someone tries to get in. Get your free HD security camera now with your system at SimplySafeBeck.com. One of the greatest pieces of audio or video I have ever seen or heard. To show you exactly what kind of a crazy world you will live in if socialists, democratic socialists, take over, is coming up in just a minute. You don't want to miss it. And tonight, Elizabeth Warren is Woodrow Wilson. 5 o'clock only on blazetv.com/Glenn. Use promo code Glenn and save 10% on your subscription right now. blazetv.com/Glenn. We'll see you tonight at 5.
I'm Hillary. That's your 4-Minute Buzz. And now here's Glenn and Stu with the last hour of our show.
All right. Let me talk to you about realestateagentsitrust.com. If you are looking to buy or sell a home, you need somebody that you can truly trust. You need somebody that knows what they're doing, knows how to price your home, or knows what the price of your new home should be, knows the neighborhood, knows you, understands your principles and your values, and conducts business in that way, but also helps find the right neighborhood that also reflects your principles and your values. Real estate agents that don't know you, can you imagine somebody representing me and having no idea, and I have no idea who they are, and I'm looking for a place in New York? What a nightmare that would be. You need somebody who reflects you that you can trust. RealEstateAgentsITrust.com. They have a proven track record of selling your home on time and for the most amount of money, helping you find the right house for the least amount of money. That's what they do. Get moving now with RealEstateAgentsITrust.com. That's RealEstateAgentsITrust.com.
The fusion of entertainment and enlightenment.
Socialism seems to be sweeping the nation, at least with millennials. Is it because they don't know the truth about socialism? We're going to take you there, and also to a convention of socialists, one of the best pieces of audio I've ever heard in my life. We go there in 1 minute.
This is the Glenn Beck Program.
All right. Thank God it's Tuesday. After a long weekend, after a long time on an airplane, I am thrilled to be sitting in this chair and my X chair and truly be comfortable. If you've never tried the X chair, you don't know what I'm talking about. If you have, you do. And Stu is the best example of this. We put this chair in here for all the people in the studio. He sat in it, and he was so comfortable, he never adjusted it.
No.
It has like 10 different adjustments to it. I was adjusting mine on air one day, and he looked at me, and he's like, "What are you doing?" And I'm like, "Adjusting the lumbar support."
I was like, "Well, I know it goes up and down, but what else does it do?"
He had no idea.
It turns.
Yeah. It spins, so I can spin around in it. No. And then he adjusted lumbar. That's the one. That's the
big one.
Big one.
Yeah,
this chair.
There is an element of if it ain't broke, don't fix it when you first sit in the chair, because it feels great. And you feel like, why am I going to screw with it? But when you actually change the lumbar support and you really customize it to yourself, it makes a big difference.
X chair. Go to xchairbeck.com right now. Get $100 off. Go to xchairbeck.com or call 844-4XCHAIR, 844-4XCHAIR. Use the promo code X-Wheels, and you're going to receive a free set of the new X-Wheels at xchairbeck.com. So last week, some audio came out, and it's the best ever.
Yeah, it really is amazing. There's an organization, Young Americans Against Socialism, and they're the ones at least that pointed this audio out to me on the Twitters.
On the Twitters.
This is amazing because we've seen so many times these examples, particularly like colleges, where you'd see students complaining about the most minor things, calling them microaggressions, saying they've been triggered and targeted and they're going into their safe space and their quiet room and all that stuff. And you see articles about it and it's laughable. But I feel like I've never seen it in action before. And this is not a college. This is the convention for the Democratic Socialists of America. This is the group that Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is a card-carrying member of. I think two of the squad members are actually card-carrying members, I think. Is it Tlaib or Presley?
I think it's Presley.
Yeah, it's either George Harrison or Ringo of the squad,
right. Which is also, we don't know that much about.
I don't know that much about it. Like, they did something at some point. But listen to some of this audio and tell me if you can see the future of America encapsulated right here.
Right. Quick point of privilege. Quick point of personal privilege.
Yes.
Guys, first of all, James Jackson, Sacramento, he, him. I just want to say, can we please keep the chatter to a minimum? I'm one of the people who's very, very prone to sensory overload. There's a lot of whispering and chatter going on. It's making it very difficult for me to focus. Please, can we just, I know we're all fresh and ready to go, but can we please just keep the chatter to a minimum? It's affecting my ability to focus. Thank you.
Thank you, comrade. Okay, is there a speaker against name
point
chapter
of personal
pronouns?
Privilege. Point of personal privilege.
Yes.
Please do not use gendered language to address everyone.
I love that guy.
Okay.
Did you notice the he, him thing too?
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Stubergear, he, him. Like, you need to
shut up.
Like, why is that part of your name now? Every time you say something, you have to say what pronoun people need to call you? I mean, if you just gave the name, why don't they just call you by your name?
So here's the, I mean, if you think that some of these people in a real socialist, an actual socialist nation, wouldn't end up at the pointy end of a gun.
Right.
You're crazy.
Of course. The good thing, though, is that if these people do invade, if we just whisper long enough, they'll all be distracted and they won't be able to continue the invasion.
So Morgan Zegers. Morgan is somebody, she's been named a rising star of the New York GOP.
Do you want to just call her she, her? If you would.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. And she actually a very well funded state assembly man or him, her.
Watch it.
Okay.
Watch it.
Assembly. It was almost beaten by her. She's 21 years old. She is truly a rising star, and she is the co-founder and CEO of Young Americans Against Socialism, and she's with us now. Hello, Morgan.
Hey, guys. How are you? Thanks for having me.
Very good. Very good. Thanks for turning us on to that that video. It's, I think, hysterical. So most people, Morgan, who are my age, know exactly what socialism is. However, millennials have missed the lessons. And so you are launching a website, I think, on Thursday, are you not?
Yes, we launch on Thursday.
Okay. Tell me about it.
So Young Americans Against Socialism, it's a nonpartisan 501c3 nonprofit, and we are dedicated to exposing the truth about socialism to young Americans because we believe that those who do not learn from history are doomed to repeat it. And that's exactly the case with my generation. They were not taught the dangers and the failures of socialism, and now 50% or more of young Americans would choose socialism over capitalism, and that is destructive and puts the future of the country at risk.
So how are you expecting to break through on this? Like, what are you going to be featuring on the website?
Exactly. So we travel the country and film the stories of people who have escaped from the hell of socialism, and we do it because the left is so good at emotion, and the right, conservatives, people who advocate for freedom and opportunity, we're not the best at it. And so Young Americans Against Socialism is adding emotion to the playbook. We take these emotional, powerful stories of people who escaped from Venezuela, from Cuba, from the USSR. It's really, really some scary, passionate stuff that they tell us to the screen. And we turn them into very short social media videos. And because 90% of young Americans are on social media, we have the opportunity to put these videos in front of almost everybody in this generation and show them what's going to happen if we let socialism in the United States. That's the power of social media, and we're going to harness it.
Morgan, let me just play devil's advocate here. What the response will be is, well, those weren't really socialists. We're talking about Sweden. No, that's not what the kind of socialism we're talking about.
Exactly. And we break that down in shorter videos. We're talking about all the issues. We're talking about personal stories. And usually, you know this, I'm sure, they start out by saying, oh, we're not socialists. We're democratic socialists.
Yeah, I know.
So then you could say, okay, well, Venezuela was a democratic socialist country then. It was a democracy, elected socialist. And then the country went from a democracy into a socialist dictatorship with people starving in the streets. But then what do they say after that? They go, oh, we weren't talking about Venezuela. We were talking about Nordic European socialism. So then you have to break down how Sweden tried it. From the 1970s to 1990s, they tried socialism, and it failed. And now they know they can't pay for those big government programs without the wealth created from capitalism.
And those weren't even really socialist countries. They had a lot of socialist trappings, but that's not what democratic socialists are really talking about. They are talking about top-down control of everything.
Exactly. And that's why it's so important that we educate our generation, because the far left in this country is aware that our generation does not know the truth about it. And they are preying on that. They are using it to their advantage. That's why you hear people like Senator Sanders and Congresswoman Ocasio-Cortez using it to their advantage and saying, oh, no, if we get rid of capitalism, we scrap that because it's not working, and we get socialism, we'll end up like Sweden. And that's why people our age are like, sweet. Sounds good to me. I want free stuff. Everybody looks so happy in Europe. It's just very surface level, and we are going to dig deep into that and prove them wrong.
Thank you for being on the program. What kind of money do you have backing this?
So we are going to be funded mostly with people across the United States. Small dollar donors who care about the future of this country and they want to preserve it. That's why our logo is a torch. It's actually the people who are in the older generations deserve to pass the torch to our generation and know that the future of the country is in good hands. And right now that's just not the case. And so if anybody is interested in financially supporting us as we make these videos and show our generation the truth before the country turns socialist, please go to our website. It's yaas.org, yaas.org.
Do you think that the younger generation, I mean, we've taken these two parties, both Republicans and Democrats, and they're both piles of dog crap, in my opinion. Neither of them are really standing for the Constitution and the free market. If they were, we wouldn't have the problem with the GOP we have now with Obamacare. They would have opened it up for the free market. So we don't even really have a torchbearer on the right in the GOP. Do you believe there's an appetite on the Democratic side? I mean, Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders are number 2 and 3 in the latest polls on what the Democrats are looking for in a president. Do you believe there's an appetite with the Democrats?
Well, I think that's where that idea that Twitter isn't real life comes into play. You see a lot of the most radical people on both sides of the aisle come together on social media and rant at each other. But the most important thing to remember is that not a lot of people are paying attention to this, and they could be easily tricked by the far left. That's why we come in. We're not going to convince people who are passionate Che Guevara t-shirt wearers. We're probably not going to convince them. I mean, those people wear them to pride parades. It's crazy. And Che Guevara killed gay people and put them into prison work camps. So that they're kind of lost. But we are going to find the average Americans who could easily be tricked by seeing AOC talking on Twitter about how capitalism isn't fair and how our lives would be better if we were like Europe. That's the kind of audience that we are targeting. And we have major potential to reach them and show them that opportunity, freedom, capitalism has led to more opportunity for anybody in the world than socialism ever will.
Well, we will help you in any way we can with your launch on Thursday at yaas.org, Young Americans Against Socialism. And I urge anybody in the audience, if you are looking to put your money in a place where you can fight for freedom, we must reach the millennials and those below the millennials. We cannot afford to lose another generation like we've lost the millennials. They must be educated on socialism, and the best ones to reach them are the people in their own age group. And that's what Morgan has put together. So please check it out. And if you have the money that you can help, help them at yaas.org. Thank you so much, Morgan. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much. You Thanks bet. For the support.
You bet. God bless. So we recently reported that a major credit card company had suffered a data security incident It only affected about 100 million people. Is that an incident? 100 million people?
It's a minor incident.
Right, okay. Some it's kind of like the Russian explosion.
Yeah, I was going to say it was like communism. 100 million. It's an incident.
Yeah, okay.
You need to break a couple legs.
That was a mistake. Mm-hmm. Security researchers are saying, based on publicly available information, it is likely other organizations are possible victims of this massive security incident. Do you have anybody watching out for you? Do you have anybody that is making sure that you are protected? That's where LifeLock comes in. With your personal information from a data breach, criminals can open accounts, they can file tax returns, they can buy property in your name. All of your credit is gone, and monitoring your credit is not enough. That's why LifeLock has been the best in the business for how many years? 20, 25 years? Mm. Nobody can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses. But LifeLock sees the threats that you might miss on your own. So join now and get an extra 10% off your first year by using the promo code BECK, B-E-C-K. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK, 1-800-LIFELOCK, or head to LifeLock.com. Use the promo code BECK for an extra 10% off now from LifeLock.com. We break for 10 seconds. Station ID. Do we have the audio of Troy Lynch? He's coming up in just a few minutes. He was a reporter for, I think, Fox 4. And he's doing a local report on some sort of a baseball championship with kids. And this was the scene. Listen to this.
And Anderson Beto, he actually survived his scare. And oh my gosh, these fans are going crazy. I don't even know what's going on right now. But the first batter, all right, guys, all right. We need to calm down, all right? I have a job to do. I'm just trying to do my job, guys. I don't even know who these kids are. Where are your parents? Where are your parents? Your parents need to do better.
I don't know.
They're too much sugar. Too much sugar at All-Star Games. This kid's just jumping up. As I was saying, oh, watch out, buddy. We're tripping over wires.
Okay, this goes on and on and on. And there's no anchor helping him out. There's nobody helping him out. And he's at one point, he's like, Mom, help me. I don't know if he's asking for his mother or any of the mothers that these children belong to. But it was crazy. We're going to talk to him. It's from Grand Junction, Colorado, I think. We'll talk to him coming up in just a second. Do we have time to talk about Sarah Silverman just a little bit?
A little bit, sure.
Yeah.
She was on the Bill Simmons podcast and was talking about cancel culture. Pretty interesting stuff because we've seen this, you know, it's the left sets these standards and then they get so offended when they're the ones hit with them. Mm-hmm. Here is Sarah Silverman talking about cancel culture.
Really scary, and it's a very odd thing that's invaded the left primarily, and then the right will mimic it in it, you know, kind of like, oh, this isn't okay, then we're gonna say we're offended by this. But
yeah,
I see it on the left, like this cancel culture that I call it righteousness porn.
Yeah,
you know, where it's like, if you're not on board, if you say the wrong thing, if you had a tweet once, if you whatever, you know, everyone is like throwing the first stone, you know, whatever, you know, it's so odd. And it's really a perversion. I see it as a perversion, really. You know what I mean? It's really, you know, it's, look how righteous I am. And now I'm going to press refresh all day long to see how many likes I get in my righteousness.
It's amazing because there's two things going on here. One is it's the left eating their own, right? Mm-hmm. They set these standards, they get beaten by them. And it's hard not to take some pleasure in that. That there's a dark part of you that wants to take pleasure.
She's absolutely right. Yeah, oh, really? You have a problem with that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. And that's how, and that is legitimately, she's completely right on the way the right deals with these situations. It's not that we're actually offended by them.
No, we just oh, really?
Oh, really? Well, okay, I'm offended with this too, which I don't like. I don't like that response. But I understand
it's completely understandable because what else are you going to do? You've tried to reason.
And the other part is, she's right. It is righteousness porn. I'm more righteous than you. Look at me. I can say how offended I am, and that makes me feel good about the rest of my day. Look at all my likes. That is completely what causes this. She's diagnosed it correctly, but she's also been a big part of it. I mean, you know, a huge part of this has been people like Sarah Silverman going out and doing this.
She doesn't understand the he without sin cast the first stone. She doesn't really understand that.
She really does not.
No. Let me switch subjects, kind of. Let me go to Chris Cuomo.
Okay.
Chris Cuomo was hassled at a restaurant with his wife and daughter. Ugly. It should not happen. I don't agree with this. I hate it. It's why I live in Texas and not Manhattan, because it was happening to my family all the time. Nobody seemed to care.
They celebrated it when it happened to
you. Oh, yeah, they celebrated. And all I did when it happened to me, the final time in the park, when it happened to me, all I did is I said, I can't believe you're proud of yourself. I can't believe this is who you're becoming. I didn't threaten. Chris Cuomo did.
Imagine if you did. Imagine if you reacted like Cuomo did every time this happened to you. Oh my gosh. I can't even imagine how big of a deal that would have been.
He has reacted. Do we have any of the audio?
Yeah.
Can we play?
Mm-hmm.
Play a little bit of the audio.
Lots of beeping.
I thought that's who you were.
No, punk ass bitches from the right call me Fredo. My name is Chris Cuomo. I'm an anchor on CNN. Fredo is from The Godfather. He was that weak brother.
Isn't that your
And
brother,
they use
though?
It as an Italian aspersion. Any of you Italian?
I got a little.
Insult to your people. It's an insult to your people.
No,
it's like the N-word for us.
No, no,
is that a cool thing?
You're a much more reasonable guy in person than you seem to be on television.
Yeah, but if you want to play, then we'll play. If you've got something you want to say about what I do on television, then say it. But don't be going to fall me.
Hey,
insult.
Listen.
What?
I don't want any problems.
Yeah, you're going to have a big problem.
What's the problem?
It's a little different on TV. Don't insult me like that.
I didn't insult you.
Call me Fredo. It's like I call you punk bitch.
Okay, stop.
You like that?
He's got a problem with being called Fredo. First of all, I married into an Italian family. I don't know anybody would have a problem with Fredo. They would get the reference.
It's ridiculous.
And to say that it's the N-word is ridiculous.
Yeah.
Is ridiculous. Now, he came out later and said, hey, by the way, this happens to me. I can't believe it. I'm starting to be approached on the street and in restaurants by people I don't even know what their intent is. Really, Chris, welcome to the world.
Yeah.
I mean, this has been happening to people on the right for almost two decades.
Cheered on by people like Maxine Waters.
Yeah, exactly right.
Yeah.
Exactly right. Now, he said, I'm going to take action. I'll take action if you try to threaten my family. Are you saying you should have a gun? Are you saying, Chris, that you should have a gun?
Now, I know he threatened him with throwing them down the stairs.
Yes.
Which I guess is okay.
Now, here's what's really frightening is Donald Trump just came out with a tweet that said, if we had red flags, he would lose his right to have a gun. He's not saying what I'm saying. That's a bad thing.
All right, he's the one arguing for those
laws.
He's
arguing for red flags and red flag laws based on this video. That's wrong. It's wrong. And conservatives, you must tell the president, stop. Stop this.
You're listening to Glenn Beck.
One of the best things about representing products that I actually believe in is I actually use the products. I've been talking to you a while now about Tecovas boots. I have a couple of pairs of them. I also have their jeans. Their belt is one of my favorite belts that I wear. I love their jeans. I've never really gotten into the stretchy material stuff for jeans. I know women have loved this for a long time. They started making them for guys, jeans out of this material for guys about 5 years ago. This is the first pair I've ever had like that. And I love these jeans.
They're great jeans.
They're really good. Really good. Wore a pair yesterday, wearing another pair today. Tecovas.
Not the same pair, is it?
No.
Oh, okay.
And
because I was
same underwear,
you.
But
oh, okay, that's fine.
Tecovas.com/Beck. Real quality clothing. Made by people who respect you. Tecovas.com/Beck. Tecovas.com/Beck. Go there now for great quality clothing, great quality boots at a fraction of the quality price. Tecovas.com/Beck.
Is Elizabeth Warren today's Woodrow Wilson?
Yes.
We prove it tonight. BlazeTV.com. Use the promo code Glenn for $10 off.
All right, so Stu and I have a disagreement about Troy Lynch. He is a sportscaster at KREX, Channel 5 News in Grand Junction, Colorado.
Yeah, you think he's a really bad guy?
No.
I think he seems like a nice guy.
No.
And that was a big disagreement we just had off the air.
No, that wasn't the disagreement that we have. Mm. I want you to listen to this audio, and then I'll tell you what our disagreement is. Here's the audio.
And Anderson Beto, he actually survived a scare. And oh my gosh, these fans are going crazy. I don't even know what's going on right now. But the first batter, all right, guys, all right. We need to calm down, all right? I have a job to do. I'm just trying to do my job, guys. I don't even know who these kids are. Where are your parents? Where are your parents? Your parents need to do better. They're too much sugar. Too much sugar at All-Star Games. This kid's just jumping up. As I was saying, oh, watch out, buddy. We're tripping over wires right now. It's getting a little chaotic here. Anyway. Help me. Mom, wherever you are, I need your help.
Okay, stop. So let's bring Troy in. Hello, Troy. How are you?
I'm great. How are you guys doing?
Well, good. Here's the thing. We have a disagreement. Mm-hmm. I say that you might have enjoyed the energy at the very first few seconds, and then it was a cry for help. It was like, good God, save me from this. This is out of control. I'm not having a good time. Stu says, yeah. No, you're having a great time. You're enjoying it.
I think you handled it really well. You played along with it. You got through it. It was obviously a chaotic situation, but you had fun with it.
Well, you know, you guys are both kind of right. You know, I love kids. You know, I worked at a laser tag company for like a year and a half. So I dealt with those kind of kids like all the time. But there was also a period in that live shot right before I begged for my mommy where I was like, I have lost all control. I have no idea what's going to happen next.
So
thing I know, they're grabbing my mic World War Z style, and I'm Brad Pitt, just not as good looking. And so it was a lose-lose for me.
So Troy, I'm watching this, and I'm thinking, where are the anchors? Did they go out for a smoke? Where was somebody that was trying? Because you were alone.
Yeah, you know, so the way we do sports, at least for our Fox show, because we're like a biopoly, we have like a CBS and a Fox one, so we just have like a sports segment. So they give me like 4 minutes for like, it was our 9 o'clock broadcast, and so at like the 2 minute mark, I hear my producers say two minutes left, and I'm like, oh no, like I'm almost out of things to say, and these kids are reaching a whole new level of crazy, and you know, that you obviously could see at the beginning of the video where I was just like, I can't talk about baseball anymore. If I were watching or listening, there's no way I'm listening to this guy talk about what the baseball game behind them. They're looking at the kids jumping up and down screaming, I'm a giraffe. So
we thought that's what he said. We weren't sure. But thanks for the verification.
You're welcome.
A giraffe.
And also, I think Lawrence said I'm a turtle at one point. So, I mean, everybody's everything right now.
did the parents ever show up? Or,
you know, that's the $1 million question. You know, I know after the live shot, I rewatched the video. I know one parent showed up, and he was holding his hit up Lion King Circle of Lifestyle behind me. And I don't know if you like listen. If you listen carefully, you hear me ask, where are your parents? And then there's one kid who says, I don't know where my parents are. So I think there are some just watching, just getting the biggest show of their life. And some of them were just off watching the game. But some of them joined in on the fun. So,
and 2 minutes does not sound like a long time to most people. But when you're on the air and you're in a crisis, and 2 minutes is set in your ear,
that's why I wanted to talk to you and say, brother, I understand.
It felt like an eternity on live TV.
It had to have. All right. Well, congratulations for weathering the storm as well as you did. And
appreciate it.
And congratulations on not punching anybody, because I think I would have. But that's why I don't do
so
your job.
So many comments on the video saying, like, props to this guy for not cursing or smacking a child. And, you know, honestly, it was kind of like a Jesus take the wheel moment. Like, please. don't let me go viral for the wrong reasons.
Right.
Luckily, I didn't.
Yeah, you didn't. You did a good job.
Chris Cuomo in the middle of it, which is good. Good job.
thank you so much, Troy. I appreciate it. God bless.
I appreciate it, guys. Thanks so much for having me on.
You bet.
He's great. Troy Lynch, he's from KREX 5 News.
I just felt horrible for him watching it. You're like, oh, he's dying.
It's tough, man. 2 minutes is a long time when you're in that situation.
That was 4 minutes. Yeah. He was 2 minutes in when they said 2 minutes. Oh, my gosh. You'd be like, guys, I can't do anything here. They're knocking me off the air. Look at when you listen to parts of it, his mic is cutting in and out because they're pulling on the wire. It's crazy.
Yeah, that's pretty rough. That's a bad example. It reminded me of, was it Rudy Giuliani?
Yes, with his son.
Making a speech, and his son was like climbing all over his head.
Yeah, it was Rudy Giuliani's son at his inaugural address when he was mayor the first time in 2000 or 99. And his son.
Before that. I mean, it had to be way before that.
It had to be.
Yeah, 94 or something. 90-something.
And his son was in front of the podium at one point, just like making faces. And it's, oh my gosh, it was just a nightmare.
It is a classic video.
Yeah.
So getting back to the Sarah Silverman thing for a second here, but we have a couple minutes before the break. Listen to some of the stuff she says. I mean, she's definitely, there's a hypocrisy here that's impossible to ignore. But she does make points that are pretty clear. And I think, you know, she, in the earlier clip, if you missed it, she talks about how it's really a problem on the left, this cancel culture thing. Here she is talking a little bit about the left.
As I draw lines in the sand, and I wish for other people on the left to do this too, you have to ask yourself, would I want this person to be changed? Or do I secretly want them to stay what I deem as wrong so I can point to them and up in myself as right?
That's a really interesting point in that, what's the point of this? Like, this was a great thing with What's-His-Face that was going to host the Oscars, Kevin Hart.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, they went after him because he made these, you know, supposedly horrible anti-gay jokes, 10 years ago or whatever it was. I don't remember all the details of it. But when they came in, it was like, hey, you made these jokes this many years ago, and you can't host the Oscars now. And he's like, well, I don't like that I made those jokes. I actually have already talked about how I thought they were over the line and I had changed. Like, what is the point of these things if it's not to change people's minds on the issue?
And that's the point with her, right?
Yeah.
She came out against herself.
Yeah. She did an episode of the Sarah Silverman Show, which aired in the mid-2000s, and it was about race, and she did an episode in blackface. Now, of course, that is, you know, not something that, unless you happen to be the governor of Virginia, you can get away with. So, so they had her, you know, this is something that she had never faced any downside for, though, because if you watch the episode, she's making every liberal point on race. She's not, again, not that there are conservative, I mean, I think, I refuse to cede the ground that for some reason, the right and racism have anything to do with each other. They don't. But you know what I'm saying? She's making every like woke point about race that you can come up with. But she's doing it in blackface. And that was very much her character in the theme of those shows. It was just like a sketch comedy show. And she would take the opposite position kind of what she actually believed.
Oh, wow.
Right.
But that's interesting.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, remember the copy of the cover of Arguing with Idiots, you're dressed up like a socialist or fascist dictator on the cover.
Correct.
And everyone's like, oh, there's Glenn Beck. And it's like, well, you're doing the opposite of what you believe. You think that's bad. You're saying those people are the idiots and you're dressed up that way. Mm-hmm. Well, that's essentially what she was doing. Mm-hmm. So she, you know, came to even a more woke status at some point after the show had aired. And without any pressure on her next show, which was, I think, a few years ago, she did an entire episode basically saying, like, I agree with the points I made on that, but I should not have been in blackface, not a good idea, and I want to discuss it, right? Like, so she actually comes out on her own and kind of just talks about it, which is an interesting approach. Then she winds up, let's go to this last clip here, she winds up having a little bit of a repercussion for this episode later on. Listen.
I recently was going to do a movie, 2 days on a movie, a really sweet part and a cool little movie. And then at 11 p.m. the night before, they fired me because they saw that a picture of me in blackface from that episode. I was just, you know, I didn't fight it. I said, you know, hey, I actually addressed this recent, you know, a year, last year in an episode of my show. It wasn't because anyone saw it. I exposed myself, you know, but listen, I'm not that person anymore, but I was doing it. You know, I didn't go to a Halloween party in the 80s in blackface. I was doing an episode about race.
But it doesn't matter because there is no redemption.
Nope.
There is no redemption. You know what she's talking about here. Now, how do you feel, Sarah, about a 16-year-old saying something stupid and forever being held to that standard? Mm-hmm. How are you, Sarah, on me talking about the president being a racist, then coming out and saying, well, I didn't mean it that way. And I was questioning this, and this, and everybody took it as, you know, something that I never saw coming. So I'm sorry that I divided. I've addressed that a million times. Do I get anything? Do I get any slack for that? No. And so what happens is the people on the right start to say to people like Sarah Silverman, good. And that's bad. That's bad. That is totally understandable, and it feels really good, but it's not right.
Yeah,
it's not right.
And it's so arbitrary too, because you know she dated Jimmy Kimmel for a long time. Sarah Silverman is a mild celebrity, right? Like you might know who she is, maybe. You might not, right? And she has a show that was on Netflix that was canceled. She's not really in any big movies right now, and she did this show in blackface against race, right? Mm-hmm. Jimmy Kimmel is on ABC every night. He's doing a late night show and getting paid $25 million a year to do it. He did blackface not because he wanted to make some woke point about race, but because Carl Malone's voice was funny. And he did a bit where he went out and he made fun of and mocked, you know, Carl Malone and his voice and put on blackface because that was basically the entire segment. That was the joke. Carl Malone has a funny voice and he talks about himself in third person. That there's been no repercussions for that. Sarah Silverman is losing gigs over, a segment she did, which completely aligns with the attitudes of the day on race. She just did it in a controversial way and she's out. Like I think all of these people should be able to keep their jobs, and we've said this a million times. You shouldn't get fired for jokes and things like this that you get a tweet here or there or whatever it is. But like the standard is certainly not applied equally. I mean, it's a bizarre thing, and it's funny because you hear it. The only time you ever hear someone from the left actually understand this are comedians. Because they're the ones that are dealing with it, right? They're the ones that are on the wrong side of this particular crazy leftist policy. Cancel everybody who says something we don't like. Well, you know what? That's the job of a comedian, is to be provocative and controversial. And they're the only ones who seem to get it. I wish they could convince some of their friends, because they're the ones that are implementing this culture.
All they have to do is listen to Lenny Bruce.
Yeah.
That's all they have to do. Listen to Lenny Bruce. Several years ago, I was desperately trying to sell my home, and I was just hitting this brick wall with agents because it was always the same story. Well, we're gonna blow up some balloons, and we're gonna put some signs up, and we're gonna have are you kidding me? Another open house? I mean, you've already had. Well, we're gonna have one Thursday, just with other real estate agents. Is this your plan? If your plan involves balloons, that's not a plan. So it was shortly after that we started realestateagentsitrust.com, and it was just kind of a personal thing for me and my wife and my guy I call my brother. We grew up together. He was having the same problem with his house, and we're like, there's got to be a better way. And we started doing some work with about 500 best agents, according to the Wall Street Journal, in the country. And we started learning from them and finding out what a real good real estate agent has in common. What is there a formula? Is there something we should be asking about? How do you know who the right real estate agent is? Well, it's not that hard of a code to crack, but it's something that nobody ever does. So we decided to do it for you. This is a free system. It is realestateagentsitrust.com. realestateagentsitrust.com. We've gone to all these different real estate agents that we have personally vetted and we have selected, and said, this person in this market knows this area the best. They have the best track record. They're the person that has the same kind of values that you have. They'll help you find the right house or help sell your home fast and for the most amount of money. It's realestateagentsitrust.com. Go there now and find out for yourself. realestateagentsitrust.com. Protesters have really torn through the Hong Kong airport today. Riot police were sent in. It's a mess. And these protesters, unfortunately, are just going to be abandoned. They are fighting for freedom, and I think their cause is righteous, but no one in the world is going to stand with them, unfortunately. Donald Trump today, and rightfully so, backed off some of the Chinese sanctions because our economy is weakening. That's why the stock market is going up. But think about that. That's happening the same day the protesters are being clubbed in Hong Kong by China. You know, and there the protesters are singing the American national anthem and waving American flags. They're expecting us to step up. They're expecting the West to step up and say, hey, this is wrong. What's happening to these guys? Unfortunately, I don't think anybody is going to step up. I just don't think here's a group of people again that have made another Statue of Liberty. This time it's in Hong Kong. They are fighting for freedom. They're fighting against the evils of this communist regime, this totalitarian regime. And the world is just not going to stand by them, unfortunately. And much to our shame in future generations.
You're listening to Glenn Beck.